Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashtyatya Deshatarane Trinadapi Suniche Natarar Iva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Haryanama 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 Iva Kevalam Kalau Nastyeva 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 Gatiranyata. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. This is a reading from the Ramayana, Part 3, Chapter 3, Part 1. Ram accepts Vibhishan. Vibhishan had decided to join Ram. He crossed the ocean and arrived at Ram's camp in less than an hour. The intelligent Rakshasa stayed in the air and asked to see the leader of the monkeys. Sugriva quickly appeared. Seeing the five huge Rakshasas in the sky, wearing armor and adorned with celestial jewels, Sugriva was apprehensive. He thought carefully. Had the Rakshasas come to attack the monkeys? Perhaps this was some kind of cunning trick. The Rakshasas were very fond of such things. Sugriva looked closely at Vibhishan. The Rakshasa looked like a mountain or a cloud and vied with Indra in splendor. All five Rakshasas were holding various weapons. Sugriva spoke to Hanuman. Surely these Rakshasas have some malicious intentions at heart. Let us take up rocks and trees. Leaping into the air, we shall quickly finish them before they can execute their plan. As Sugriva spoke, Vibhishan addressed him from the sky. There is an evil Rakshasa by the name of Ravan. I am his brother, Vibhishan. My brother has carried away Ram's consort using trickery and deceit. Although I repeatedly advised him to return the princess, the demon would not listen. Thus I have come here to take shelter of Ram. Vibhishan asked the monkeys to inform Ram of his presence. But Sugriva was still highly suspicious. He ran up to Ram and said, "One of the enemy has suddenly made his appearance here. No doubt he seeks an opportunity to kill us while we are unaware. Perhaps he is a spy. There may be other invisible Rakshasas around. No trust should ever be reposed in these demons. O Ram, please tell us how we should deal with this one." Sugriva told Ram the Vibhishan's name and who he was, as well as what he had said. The Monkey King was sure that Vibhishan had evil intentions and had been sent there by Ravana himself. He suggested that the Rakshasa and his four followers be immediately killed. Ram listened carefully. He looked around at the other monkey chiefs who sat with them. You have heard Sugriva's suggestion. What do the rest of you think? Each of them gave their opinion. They all felt that Vibhishan was to be treated with the utmost caution and suspicion, that he should be interrogated and tested before they place any trust in him. Ram then turned to Hanuman and asked his opinion. The monkey had studied all the scriptures, and bowing to Ram, he replied, "My lord, although you are well able to ascertain for yourself the intentions of this Rakshasa, you nevertheless seek our opinion out of humility and kindness. I shall therefore speak my feelings in this regard. In my opinion, in my view, we should accept Vibhishan as our own. I do not think he has any devious purpose." Hanuman said that he had not detected any deceit either in the speech or expression of Vibhishan. If a person has ill motives, then it is always revealed in their expression. Hanuman felt that Vibhishan had wisely decided that Ram's cause was superior to his brother Ravan. It appeared that the Rakshasa was moral and desired to assist Ram. Having given his opinion, which differed from that of his companions, Hanuman asked Ram for his point of view. Ram thanked all of them for suggestions and then spoke. "I cannot refuse to receive a person who has sought my shelter, whatever his intentions. I must accept a supplicant, for this is never condemned in the eyes of good people." Sugriva was alarmed by Ram's statement. He was still convinced that Vibhishan was inimical. The monkey king tried again to convince Ram. "What does it matter whether his intentions are good or bad? After all, he is a Rakshasa and will always revert to his own nature. Furthermore, if he can abandon even his own brother, then how can we ever trust him as our friend?" Sugriva wanted Vibhishan to be taken captive and perhaps even killed. The Rakshasa was Ravana's brother. His allegiance to Ram would never exceed his deeper attachment to his own people. Sugriva looked anxiously at Ram. Ram smiled and replied gently, "Your concerns are well founded, O noble Vanara, but I have given it careful thought. Even if this demon is malevolent, what harm can he do? I can annihilate the entire horde of Rakshasas with just my fingertip. We should not have any fear. Rather, we should always abide by the instructions of the Vedas." Ram explained that even an enemy must be received with hospitality, according to scriptural rules. If a person comes seeking shelter, then one must offer him protection, even at the cost of one's own life. No consideration should be made of his intentions, whether good or bad. If a supplicant is turned away and perishes as a result, then one takes away all the pious merits of the man who turned him away. Great sin is thus incurred by such neglect. Ram then concluded, Sakadeva Prapanoyastava Smiti Chayachyate Hovayang Saradatas My Dadam Yetad Vratang Mama. If a person comes to me saying, I am yours only once, then I shall give him or her courage and protection from all danger forever after. This is my solemn vow made here before you all. Even if Ravana himself came to me, I would not refuse him shelter. Bring Vibhishan here, for I have already granted him safety. Everyone present was moved deeply by Ram's speech. With tears flowing from his eyes, Sugriva said, It is no wonder that you should speak like this, O Ram. You are the best knower of what is right, and you are always devoted to virtue. My doubts are gone. Let Vibhishan enjoy our friendship on an equal level with all of us. Sugriva gave Vibhishan Ram's message. Feeling assured, the Rakshasa descended to earth along with his devoted followers. Vibhishan went before Ram and lay flat on the ground with his bejeweled hands touching Ram's feet. Getting up onto his knees, he addressed Ram respectfully. I am Vibhishan, the younger half-brother of Ravan. Insulted by him, I have come here, abandoning my family, friends, and home. O Ram, you are the only shelter of all beings. My very life now depends upon you. Ram glanced affectionately at Vibhishan. He spoke soothingly to the Rakshasa, welcoming him. Ram then asked him about Ravan's strengths and weaknesses. Please tell me, Vibhishan, in truth, all that you know about Ravan and Lanka. Vibhishan told Ram about Ravana's boon. He described the power of Ravana's chief warriors, Kumbhakarna, Indrajit, Prahasta, Mahodara, and others. All of them were capable of facing the mightiest fighters, even among the gods. Accompanied by them, Ravana had already given battle to the four guardians of the universe, all of whom he routed. Ram replied to Vibhishan. I have indeed heard of all these exploits of Ravan, which you have truthfully related. Hear me now. After killing in battle the ten-headed Ravana, along with all his followers, I shall crown you king of Lanka. There need to be no doubt whatsoever. I swear by my three brothers, Lakshman, Bharat, Shatrughna, that I shall not return to Ayodhya without slaying Ravana and his sons, kinsfolk, and people. Vibhishan again bowed to Ram and promised to render him every assistance in the upcoming battle. Ram then ordered Lakshman to go at once and fetch some seawater. With that water, Ram immediately consecrated Vibhishan as the ruler of Lanka. Witnessing this display of grace, all the monkeys leaped about joyfully, roaring and shouting, while the Bishan sat with his head bowed. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.